Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios for Press Pass. It's great to see you again.
Thank you very much.
You recently did a great InFocus interview with Eva Hassett, and you did it on site at the Richardson Olmsted Complex. For years, they've been working to refurbish this and try to get it on track. What did you find out, and how is Eva involved in the process of refurbishing this beautifully large complex?
Hassett is a member of the Richardson Center Corp, and of course, icon is an overused word, but there's really no other word to describe this architectural gem. You can see it from all over the place. I grew up in the Elmwood Village, and honestly, that's one of the first buildings I ever remember as a kid, because it's just so impressive. And of course, many years ago, it was the Buffalo State Asylum for the Insane. It was a fascinating tour that I took with folks over at the Richardson Center Corp. We actually started on the first floor and worked our way up. It is going to be a very ambitious multi-use project. There's a 90-room boutique hotel slated to go in there. There is going to be an architecture center that actually is going to be used by other entities throughout the region, including, you know, places like the Darwin Martin House, according to the coordinators, and so on and so forth. There's going to be an events center. We looked at this cavernous room on one of the upper floors that actually will be able to accommodate, for example, weddings with guests of up to 300 people. So there's a lot of different plans for this, and it's certainly an ambitious proposal.
What is making this happen? What about the funding, and where is it coming from? And perhaps what are some of the key elements involved?
Well, about $37 million is a state contribution, and that comes right through the state. Another $20 million of the first phases will be private, and of course, that's, you know, part of that is the hotel complex that's being pursued by Invest Lodging Services. And Eva Hassett pointed out, you know, there had been 6 years of planning that went into this. They brought in the Urban Land Institute. They had these brainstorming sessions. But she pointed out that one of the key things was getting input from the community, including residents and a lot of other people who are so-called stakeholders.
So we've really involved members of the community all the way along in the process to make sure that we heard them, that they thought our ideas were good ideas, that we got their feedback all the way along.
And one of the first things we're going to see, in fact, if you drive by there now, you see a lot of workers on the lawn. They're going to be opening the lawn along Forest Avenue to the public. And this should happen sometime next month, sometime in July. But it's a $5 million project. I think it involves about 9 acres. They're going to be planting 100 trees. They've got native plants. They're even using some rain gardens to manage the water. It all deals with this question: what would Frederick do? They're basically saying, if Frederick Law Olmsted were here today, how would he redesign this front lawn? And it's going to be a public place.
What about this state contribution, though? How is that working, and is there any controversy over it? There's been a lot of critics out there.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you are talking about a relic, if you will, from the past, and you're talking about a lot of money. I mean, in anyone's book, you know, except for maybe Bill Gates, $37 million is a lot of money. And the question is, should the state, with all the priorities and all the problems and all the challenges it has, be pumping money into this one complex? And we talk with Hassett about that.
I'm not sure there is any other building with an Olmsted design landscape, an H.H. Richardson design building in a neighborhood like this in a city like Buffalo.
Now, you're aware of the fact that some folks are critical of this project. A letter to the editor, you know, questioning whether all this money should be plowed into one relic from the past. How would you respond to those cynics?
This is going to be one of the biggest public-private economic development projects in this region. And let me remind folks, for decades, this was a vacant, falling down landmark.
And Hassett points out there are hundreds of construction jobs that are being created in a temporary sense. And there are also a number of full-time jobs, you know, through the hotel, through the architecture center, through the banquet facilities.
Is there any other timeline that they're putting for actual opening of the inside? And we talked about the outside, the public space.
It's going to take a little while. And the best guess is, and of course, as you know, these things, the timelines are very fluid. They can change, like the weather in Buffalo. But at this point, the hope is to see the hotel up and running sometime in late 2015, and to see other components of it come online at some point around that timeline as well.
What was it like being inside? Because in your video, it looked bright, and there was many parts in your video. They showed some renewed areas that have been refurbished. It looks tremendous and beautiful, and as you said, it's such a massive
well,
space.
There, yeah, there's so much woodwork. I mean, the tiles on the floors, the ornamentation throughout this building, it's just amazing. And as you're walking through this complex, you're kind of reminding yourself that in a different era, you know, these were hospital rooms in a ward for the Buffalo State Asylum for the Insane. So it's really a very fascinating trip. And I should point out, there are a lot of tours that go through there as well. And you can visit the Richardson Olmsted Complex website to find out more about that. But there are a lot of folks who come through for tours.
But certainly a big change when we've had media tours in the past when they first opened it up and it was dank and cold and dreary, and it almost had an eerie sense to it.
Yeah, and there still are a lot of rooms, as our video pointed out at the Buffalo News website, that, you know, you still see a lot of peeling paint, you see a lot of that, but so much of it has been refurbished in these very early phases. It's going to take a lot more tender, loving care to get it to where they want to see this as a multi-use public facility, essentially, with all kinds of things going on year-round.
But truly a tremendous project, and it looks like they're on target this time to make some changes. Brian, thank you so much for sharing your Buffalo News In Focus piece with us.
Thank you.